This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What should we do to be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Leroy draws his answer from Matthew chapter 25. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I remember the day I walked into class at the University of Washington, Seattle, to take a final exam, only to discover I had studied for the wrong subject. I took my seat, and suddenly it began to dawn on me what I had done. I broke out in a clammy sweat. My heart began to beat a little faster, and I had a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach. Needless to say, I did very poorly on the exam. I was not prepared, and it was my own fault. In today's passage, Jesus told a parable about being prepared. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, he ended his story of the 10 virgins with these words, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Whenever Jesus mentioned his return, he usually ended his remarks with the admonition to be prepared. Now, Christian, are you prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Now, some of you may be thinking, I'd like to be prepared, but what should I do? The Bible teaches that one way we can prepare for the Lord's return is by living a life of purity. 1 John 3:3 says, "Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." We're also to be prepared for his coming by doing the work Jesus left us to do. And a big part of that is telling others about him. I remember a friend who was passing out tracts on the streets of Chicago. He engaged a man in conversation, and in the course of their talk, asked the man if he would like to become a Christian, fully expecting the man to say no. Much to his surprise, the man said, "Yes, I would like to. Will you please show me how?" My buddy experienced a feeling similar to mine when I sat unprepared for my exam. He didn't know how to lead a person to Christ. He apologized to the man and left him standing there on the street with his need unmet. Now, Christian, let me ask you a question. What are you doing to be prepared for the Lord's coming? Are you living a pure life? Have you developed a clear presentation of the gospel so that you could lead another person to Christ? Are you praying by name for a few friends that God might open the door to witness to them? Jesus has given us a work to do. When he comes again, will he find us doing that work or sidetracked somewhere? As we pray, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus," let us be prepared. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Dawson Trotman, founder of the Navigators, was fond of saying, "The biggest waste of time is the waste of time in getting started." 7 minutes with God is about getting started in daily personal devotions. May we send you a free copy? Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and request 7 minutes with God. The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of Suleiman the Magnificent and a kingdom that flourished but fell. Join us on Daily Discipleship.